By the time the Doors released their fourth album in 3 years, they were all over the place musically. It was time for a back-to-basics course correction, and they kicked off a new decade with Morrison Hotel, released on this date, February 1st, 1970. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Waiting for the Sun had reached the top of the charts, so the Doors were free to do whatever they wanted with their record company's blessing. That experiment, the Soft Parade, with strange sounds, noises, and music, was a confusing mess that wasn't what fans wanted. When they entered the studio in November of 1969, it was intended as a return to the blues roots of their first album, but it didn't work out quite like the band had hoped. Jim Morrison's legal issues were mounting, including his infamous Miami arrest, which led to concert promoters canceling shows across the country. That, coupled with his increasing unreliability, he would show up drunk or high and incomprehensible with a rapidly deteriorating voice, would cause problems for the band. But the struggles that Morrison went through would force the other band members to focus even more. And gone were the experimental sounds, giving way to the unique mix of blues and psychedelic music that the band was known for. And although Morrison Hotel didn't have any top 40 hits, it would produce some iconic tracks like Roadhouse Blues, Waiting for the Sun, and Peace Frog, and the album would make it to number 4 on the charts, the last time the band would reach the top 5. The back-to-basics approach would continue later in the year when they entered the studio for the final time with Morrison to record the album L.A. Woman. Morrison's death a year and a half later would effectively end the group, but not before the Doors were able to return to their roots on this date, February 1st, 1970, when they released their fifth album, Morrison Hotel, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven.